From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Every year, the U.S. Census Bureau and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention administer the National Health Interview Survey to help track the health of the various demographic groups that make up the U.S. But it wasn't until 2013 that the survey included questions about sexual orientation. And one finding that came from that is that lesbian and bisexual women were more likely to be obese than their heterosexual counterparts. University of Missouri professor Jane McElroy is the first to publish research on interventions to specifically address the issue, and she came by the KBIA studios to discuss her findings.
Well, we know that lesbian and bisexual women as a group have a higher prevalence of overweight. And we think that part of that has to do with there's an acceptance of a larger body size in the culture. And there's also associated with that acceptance, there is a sense of feeling okay about your body size and also feeling good about yourself, that better self-esteem.
Yeah. On the one hand, that seems like a really positive thing. And on the other hand, it seems like it could mean that there are some health issues that could come from obesity, really.
Sure. So that's the conundrum. So is body size really what's important? Or what we were interested in is looking at a healthy weight. So we define that as a body size in which you're physically and mentally healthy. So that healthy weight is really what's important. So whatever size you are, can you be healthy at that weight? And that's what we wanted to look at and have more information on.
Mm-hmm. What were the outcomes that you're looking at, or goals or achievements that you're looking for?
So we looked at meaningful changes, and not just a small change, but a meaningful change in physical activity, number of minutes that you're physically active. We looked at increasing fruit and vegetable consumption. We looked at decrease of alcohol consumption, decrease of sugar-sweetened beverages, and improvement of quality of life in that mental and physical sense of how you feel. And then as two other pieces that weren't the focus, but we collected data on it, was looking at weight and weight-to-height ratio.
Was there a reason that you didn't make that the focus?
The community is not very interested in getting on a scale and saying that you're healthy or you're not healthy. Because, again, that larger body size, if you're large and you have no risk factors, your blood pressure is fine, your triglycerides are fine, your glucose is fine. If you have no risk factors and you're heavier, what's the problem? So I think we are more interested in looking at healthy weight. How do you feel good at the size you are? I think this transcends all populations. It's just not for the lesbian and bisexual community. But I think there's a lot of women, as you get older, you don't look like what you look like at 16. And a lot of women, they're okay with that. But they want to be okay with that at a healthy weight.
In addition to those, you were looking at three different types of interventions.
Yeah, so what we had was looking at mindfulness approach, being thoughtful about what you did. We looked at pedometer use, the smart pedometers, the Fitbits, using those. And then we looked at gym membership and personal trainers.
And what we learned, was one intervention more effective than another?
Yes. We found that for improving minutes of physical activity, that mindfulness and the pedometer groups were much better at improving total number of physical activity minutes and improving those by 20%. And we found that the gym was better at improving waist-to-height ratio.
Were there people who fared better than others?
We had 95% of our participants achieved at least one of our goals, so in that regard, I would say everybody fared phenomenally on the study. And one of the take-home messages, I think, is looking at healthy weight and allowing women to have autonomy to choose how they want to achieve that healthy weight, I think, was the strength of the study.
That was University of Missouri Professor Jane McElroy. And from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.